The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. And guess what? We have a surprise this morning.
I'm no surprise. I'm just barely here.
We don't sound so excited to be back on the air.
Oh, I'm here.
I see.
But I'm also half asleep, so everybody just, good morning.
My perky co-host, indeed. So, exciting weekend so far, Labor Day weekend, first weekend of the official kickoff to Maryland hunting season. September 1st was the first day of the dove season, migratory bird season, and also the first day of the non-migratory or resident goose season. Saw some pictures online, some dove hunters were out, pretty successful. Saw some goose hunters that had taken some of their bag limit as well. So squirrel season starts today. Archery season comes in on next Friday, or this coming Friday, the 8th. So it's on, ladies and gentlemen. The hunting season is on. You know what else is on? Our muzzleloader contest. CVA is once again, I think this is 19 years CVA has been providing us with three muzzleloaders a year to give away to a lucky listener at the end of each month. The last Saturday of each month, we're going to be drawing for a muzzleloader. This month, it's going to be a CVA Wolf model, stainless steel, synthetic stock. It has the scope mount, but not the scope. So you'll have to provide your own optics for that. But it's a terrific firearm. The Wolf is one of the most hardy and accurate firearms that CVA makes. Then next month in October, we'll be giving away the Optima, and the following month, which would be November, we will be giving away an Acura, top-of-the-line Acura. So that's all good stuff. Now, here's how this contest works. Very simple. You call the station and talk to Aaron, our producer. Good morning, Aaron. Yeah. He is at 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. He will request your name and your number, first and last name and phone number, accurate first name, accurate last name, and accurate phone number. At the end of the month, Miss Robin will take all the names on the list. She'll assign everybody a number. She will use her random number generator on her app on her phone, match that number that comes up with a number corresponding name, and that person will win a muzzleloader. And if it all works out, I'll be the one delivering it to you. How about that? So, if you'd like to get in that contest, we'd love to have you. You can enter for yourself. You can enter for somebody else. You can enter by email. And that email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Also today, it's pretty exciting. We're going to be giving away a fishing tackle package. I believe it's a striped bass package, or I can't remember. I really can't. I'm sorry, Tim. I can't remember the package that we're giving away, but it's going to be a nice combination of fishing lures for one lucky listener. That would be for the September drawing. We're also taking entries for the August drawing. We're also taking entries for the September drawing. So, Aaron, you'll be busy keeping two sheets of records together. If somebody wants to enter the September Fishing Tackle High Tide Lures Tackle Box Tim Sherman Surface Lure Package for striped bass, whatever you fish for surface surface lures for, then you can enter that contest. You can enter the muzzleloader contest, and you can enter both if you prefer. How about that? So double giveaway this month. 410-922-6680. Name a number. Go on the air with Robin and I. You can just say hi. Just want to enter a contest. Ask a question. Make a comment. And that's how it all goes. The rule is you go on the air. Unless, of course, you order. You know, you enter by email. And that's, you know, that's kind of a little special help for those who are shy. Right, Robin?
Yep. I haven't got over the Miss Robin comment yet.
What Miss Robin comment?
You called me Miss Robin.
Well, that's what our listeners call you.
Okay.
What do you want me to call me? What would you like me to call you? Call you during the normal work day?
No, that wouldn't be good.
Or do you want me to call you?
If you did that, we'd be kicked off the air.
Right back at you.
That's the truth.
Or do you want me to call you my cute little radiant? I can call you Sparky.
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Sparky is the name I gave you the first time you appeared with me on the radio show back in...
I remember.
How long? That's been almost 6 years ago now. You know that?
I know.
Yeah, crazy.
I know.
So, Aaron, how was your week? Well, let's go. Let's go. Good morning. Or maybe we don't have any names to go. Hey, Clay, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Clay.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Robin. I wanted to be the first one to call and welcome back your smiling voice.
Thank you. I'll try to make it smile.
I'm glad to hear your feeling a little better.
Well, I'm not itching all over and breathing funny from the allergy that I had, so I'm feeling really good.
That's always a positive.
I haven't had an allergic reaction like that to something in a very, very long time, and
wow.
It was not pleasant. I can tell you.
I know. I know what it's like to have to experiment. All right, well, we're going to try this prescription now and see if that works. And then, well, now we'll go to this one and that one.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I've been on a roller coaster. The last one they gave me ahead of this one took me away, so I wasn't even around. My brain was just fried fog-wise. And then this one sends me into anaphylactic heck. So...
Yeah, she was in pretty rough shape last. What day did you try that? Did you start that? That was a
last Thursday.
Thursday. By Friday, you were done. So,
Friday. I started Thursday. Friday's when I called, got the steroids.
Yeah, it was that bad. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well. But anyway, nice to have you back.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be back.
I told you. Aaron, I wanted to get in on the muzzleloader contest, but I didn't realize we had two drawings this month. I'd like to be in both of them.
All right, we'll make sure that happens.
Okay.
We'll make sure that happens. Yes, sir.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Our pleasure.
Have a good holiday.
You do the same.
It's awesome hearing your voice.
Oh, thank you. Most people cringe when they hear my voice.
Not me. I love it.
No, we're good with that, buddy. So.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. I'll talk to you next week, probably.
All right. Thanks,
talk
Clay. Appreciate
then.
The call.
Do you know, special shout out to, how do you say Stan's son's name? Is it Laser?
Laser, yeah.
His dad's birthday was this week.
Yes, indeed.
And I was thinking about Stan and playing his music and hearing his voice.
Yep, Stan the truck driving man.
And I still miss every bit of his calls to today. So I just wanted Laser to know that. I saw the post about his dad's birthday. And
you got it. Good deal.
Anyway, good I just deal. Wanted you to know, Laser, we still consider him part of the family here and miss him greatly.
Yes, indeed. Let's talk to John in Perry Hall. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Alan, Robin. Hope you guys are doing well. Have a happy Labor Day weekend. I just want to say I appreciate your show, and I'd like to get in the muzzleloader contest.
You got it, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Great.
You are in there.
Excellent. I hope you guys have a good weekend and a good holiday, and I'll be listening to you next weekend.
Well, I hope you continue to listen the rest of the show today. We'd love to have you.
Oh, yeah. I listen for till about 5:30, and then I got to get in the old job.
Ah, the old J-O-B. I got you. All right. Thanks, John.
Okay, you all take care.
You do the same.
Have a super day.
Okay.
Thank you. Ron in Dundalk. Good morning, Ron. How are you? Oh, okay. Ron hung up. Okay. Well, Ron, call back if you can. John in North Carolina. Good morning, John. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you all?
Doing good.
I know who that is just by the voice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the other one.
The
I
other
know
guy.
You are.
The other guy.
Good morning.
Yeah. Not much going on. Really looking forward. You know, September is here now.
Yep.
So we're 9 weeks from muzzleloader season.
Yeah.
And 11 weeks from gun season, and you're a little younger than me, but you know how when you were young, everything took forever to come in, but
yep.
I swear at this age, a week feels like a day, a month feels like a week.
That's the truth.
You know, I'm going to go out and zero one of the deer rifle I'm going to use this year today, because it's not going to be too hot. But it's just right up on us again.
Yeah, I know. And I've got a busy 2 months here. We're trying to get another record book out, another 600 entries in the Maryland Bucks, Bears, Stags official record book. We are, you know, just jamming on those records and trying to get everything together to get to the printer. And it's just it's a long process. It's a very long process. And we just take a lot of pride in what we do. And you didn't get a copy of the Maryland Record Book, did you?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you have my cell phone number?
No, I don't.
All right. I'll get your number from Aaron, and I'll give you a ring. We'll get your address then. How's that?
Oh, okay.
All right. Cool. Yeah, I need to get a copy into North Carolina. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I probably never told you about the trophy buck that I never shot.
No, I don't know that you never did.
Okay, in 2003, November, it was 17 degrees, 35-mile-an-hour wind, and I still knew to deer hunting. So I went out anyway. I didn't know that deer won't move on a real windy day like that.
Right.
And I had my CVA, and
yep.
it really was Blackhorn. Blackhorn, I think.
The powder? Yeah, Blackhorn 209.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sorry. Yeah, it was the one where you pulled back on a straight rod and shifted it up into the safety notch.
Oh, you're talking about a night muzzle loader.
No, it was a CVA.
Pull back.
It was hard to clean.
Yeah.
Quite the spring.
That you got me. I thought you were talking about Blackhorn 209 Primer.
No, I'm sorry.
Powder.
I was probably using 777 if it was out at that time.
Anyway. All right.
Sitting in the mountain at about 4,000 feet elevation, I'm sitting between two rocks, trying not to move. And I've been there for 2 hours, and I see a doe walk by, and then I see two little fawns behind her and a bigger doe. And I'm two-thirds of a mile into the woods and 1,000 feet up from where my Jeep was, and I'm 30 yards away. I was having trouble with accuracy, but I figure I've got to be able to make this shot. And I was a younger guy. I was in my mid-40s, I guess. So I wasn't so afraid of dealing with a deer by myself. And I shot the last one, and it bolted and then ran over a little finger ridge the wrong way, so I was going to have to drag her back up.
Yep.
But I figure, man, call on nature was severe at that point from sitting in the cold.
Yeah.
And I didn't reload the muzzleloader because I figure, well, it's just me. I'm going to have a lot of trouble getting this deer out of here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I did my business, and I'm standing there, and I leaned my empty muzzleloader up against the rock, one of the rocks I'm sitting between. And I stand up, and the biggest buck I will ever see in my life is looking at me. I'm not kidding about this. His rack was not pretty. It looked like a Texas steer. Went straight out to the sides and then curved forward. I can't tell you how many points he had. I think he was 10. The tines were about a foot tall.
Oh.
It was the inside spread had to be about 2.5 to 3 feet.
Oh, my gosh.
It was enormous. And I look at him, and he's looking at me, and I look at that empty muzzleloader. And I look back at him. He's still standing there, just looking at me. And he's about 50, 60 yards off.
Yeah.
And I look at that empty muzzleloader.
Mm-hmm. And you look back at him. He looks back at you.
Yeah. He's just looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and I look at that empty gun.
Aren't you pretty? Have a nice day.
The first thing I do, oh, by the way, it took me 3 hours to get that doe off the...
Oh, my gosh, right. I can't imagine a 200-pound buck.
I was like Jell-O. Uh-huh. I mean, there was just nothing left of me. Even pulling downhill by yourself in the woods is a lot of work. Well, anyway, the first thing I do now when I shoot a deer is I reload my gun.
That's the only thing you have to do.
I've never seen another buck like that since.
Oh, wow. Well, here's the thing, though, John. You have the memory.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, it haunted me. I'm sure you've experienced this. For about 3 years, I had trouble sleeping after that. It haunted me. I could see that deer every night.
Wow. Wow.
It killed me. I've been back there. I'm going to hunt there again this year, but I've never seen another nice buck since.
Well, maybe his great-great-great-great-great-grandson will show up for you this year.
I hope so. You know, it triggered the memory with you talking about your record book. And I think to myself, man, that I don't know if it was a national record, but I'm sure it would have been a North Carolina record.
Wow.
Didn't
well,
have
buddy.
Much mass. It would have.
Yeah.
I would have lost points for that. But was just the measurement was incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sometimes time length wins out over mass. Sometimes mass wins out over time length, especially when you have a deer with a not that big of a spread. If you've got the mass, you've got the measurements. So.
Yeah. Right, anyway, on that, I'll let you go. I'm sure you got other callers who want to.
We do. And we appreciate that. Thank you, buddy. You have a wonderful season. Good luck to you in the contest.
Good to hear your voice.
Well, and good luck this season.
Thank you, John.
Okay.
Take
bye-bye.
Care. All right, buddy. Thank you. Hey, we do have to take our first break, and we thank all our callers for being generous and holding on. Talked to one of our listeners, Dave, last night on Messenger. And Dave is a shotgun sports enthusiast, and taking his 725 Satori Sporting Model on a dove shoot today. And I will tell you, the Satori is the perfect gun for upland birds, for things like the doves and quail and grouse and pheasants. If you like that over and under feel, you will love the feel of the 725 Satori or any of the Satori models. The Sporting Model, which Dave has, the White Lightning, the CXT, they are all wonderful over and under different versions of the same firearm with different features and fit. Now, if you like a little different gun, if you like a pump action, for example, well, then take a look at the BPS Fields model from Browning. The BPS Browning pump shotgun has a newly designed stock, a new look, a bigger trigger guard, a matte blue finish, all new checkering. It comes in synthetic stock models as well. And if you like the feel of an autoloader, there's a pretty cool one out called the A5 in vintage tan, the old vintage camo. You know, the waterfowl hunters know what I'm talking about, the old brown splotchy camo. Well, that's the finish of the A5. This is a reliable, short, recoil-operated autoloader shotgun with a rugged composite stock and textured gripping surfaces. Comes in that vintage tan camo, and all these fine Browning firearms are available at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. And that's where Dave was telling me he got his 725 from Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website. They are open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Stop by Clyde Sports Shop. You will be glad you did. Now, stop by Backyard Billy's the other day, too. They said the interest is really mounting in, especially with the high price of fuel, is really mounting in the interest of the fireplace inserts for pellet stoves and wood stoves. They have the freestanding pellet stoves from Enviro, the pellet stove inserts, like the same company we have our gas fireplace insert, which is Enviro. Gas is, of course, cheaper than fuel oil, so you can even save money on that despite the initial investment. Look, there's another company called, Regency, which does the wood stoves, the wood fireplace inserts and the freestanding wood stoves. So when you stop by, yeah, you're going to look at the beautiful lawn furniture. You're going to check out the 1,000 Adirondack chairs, which are on sale right now. And you are going to walk inside to the showroom, walk past the barbecue grills, go kind of in the back of the building on the left there, and you can see the beautiful line. Isn't that a great selection of stoves and stuff back there, Ryan?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, the display is unreal of the inserts and the freestanding stoves. All that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville, Kent Island. Stop by the showroom soon. You'll be ready for that future cold weather. It's going to be here sooner than you think. You know it. Not this coming week. It's going to be in the 90s again, but after that,
they were just teasing yesterday.
Oh, that was a gorgeous day. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billies. Open 7 days a week, including the holiday, Route 50 at Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed Gulf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
She Shot My Buck is brought to you by Revit Racks. Get your funny hunting songs at RevitRacks.com.
Hunter safety cards in the ashtray. Spent 223 shell case rolling in the floorboard. Her camouflage caps on the dash. Grunt call hanging from the rear view. Tanks drag rag and rubber mug boots and a bloodstained scent blocker shirt. With the tail cut out in the back, it sure smells a lot like dope in this Dixie cup. She knew just how to hurt me after we broke up. She shot my bow. She just rode the wind down and lit him up. In a field outside of town, squeezed off around. He hit the ground. Bloody drag marks is all I found. She shot my buck.
All right. Aaron, any callers on the line, buddy? Not right now. Boy, we had an early flurry there, and now we got time to talk to some folks. So, yes, indeed. I want to thank my buddy Dan Maloney over there at Bay Country Guns in Edgewater. We had a chat the other day, and Dan's been a sponsor on the show, you know, several times, quite a few times, as a matter of fact. Bay Country Crabbing Supply and Outdoors. He invited me to a waterfowl hunt, an early goose hunt, which I haven't done in many, many years, from my old friends at M&A Outfitters. So we'll be headed to Carroll or Frederick County. I'm not even sure where we're going. Just get in a truck and head across the bridge with my shotgun and shells and my license in hand. And hopefully I'll be...
came on him like a little kid, all excited.
I was excited. Yeah, I was, because it's been a long time since anybody invited me on a hunt. So, seriously, I mean, you think on this show you get invited, oh, you're a big, you know, radio guy and people invite you to hunt. Not really. Nope. Is it, Robin? I mean, this is
kinda... I wish y'all would take him more often.
Well, I like to go, and I don't always have the property, the opportunity, or anything else, but I really appreciate the offer. So we're going to be heading out now. I'll let you know about next week how we do. I'm not real nuts about hunting in the 90s, in the 90-degree weather, but I've done it, been there, done that, and survived it, so we'll survive it again.
Oh, if you get to hunt, you just hunt.
Exactly.
Stop complaining.
I'm not complaining. It's just uncomfortable and buggy. Which you would love if you ever got out there with me.
No, I don't go out there. I got a reason.
You don't like bugs.
I hate bugs.
I know. You demonstrated that quite well this week. So we had a bug in the house. She freaked out.
Well, that's wrong.
So happens. That's the way it goes. So. Sorry you don't like bugs, honey. I don't care for them either. There's a lot of deadly, dangerous bugs out there. There's some troublesome bugs. There's some annoying bugs. And the annoying ones are the mosquitoes. That used to get bit up quite a bit, but in this kind of weather, you take a thermocell and you're in pretty good shape. The other bugs I don't like, the ones that can create havoc in your, well, you know, you can get West Nile and some other encephalitis and things like that from mosquitoes. The other bugs I don't like are the little no-see-ums, you know, the little tiny ones that bite the deer and cause EHD, epizootic hemorrhagic disease, which has devastated our deer herd in certain areas regionally every year. You know, indiscriminate. If anybody wants to read about EHD and this and the deer disease, I'd like you to take a look at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. www.MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. We published a fantastic article in there from Cornell. It breaks everything down. It brings the Maryland element into it, and I think you'll understand more about how this terrible disease affects our deer herd in Maryland, and like I said, it's indiscriminate. You can the tiniest no-see-um midge can bite the biggest buck, and he can be gone in a week. You know, it's like I said, it's not, it doesn't prey on the weak, it doesn't prey on the young. It, if it can bite it, it's gonna affect it. So there's that. I haven't heard many reports. I haven't heard a lot of people come telling me that, hey, our bucks disappeared off the camera. You know, we found carcasses, anything. That will come in the next couple of weeks. We'll find out what areas are being affected by EHD. Once the bow hunters get out there, start looking at their cameras and things like that. So it's out there. The other bugs that I don't like are the ticks and the chiggers. Chiggers are rampant right now. Got such a horrible case of them a few years ago on a dove hunt. Walked into some tall grass down in Dorchester County to retrieve a dove that had sailed by us and gotten into the woods. A couple of them, as a matter of fact. Found the doves, but came out with a case of chiggers that lasted for weeks and weeks and weeks. You know, chiggers, people think that when you see the bite, that's the chigger. That the chigger's in there on you or something like that. The chigger bites you and drops off. It feeds in an instant and drops off. It bites you. The saliva causes the reaction of the skin to become infected. It forms that little pustule, which is, you know, just a little core, a little hard core, and that takes a couple weeks to form and pop out and dry out. But, you know, coating yourself with nail polish and all that other stuff, there are some applications, which is mainly going to be a cortisone type of inflammatory relief. You're not killing the chigger and causing it to back off or anything like that. Chigger bites and is gone, and what remains are the bites. The bites then become infected, and that's what causes the itch. So antihistamines. Cordate or something like that, you know, the stuff that treats itches is the thing that's going to help you the best. You might need to bathe in it if you have the chiggers as bad as I did, but I will tell you. And some people, a very small percentage of people are actually allergic to chigger bites. So be careful with that. If that area becomes, total area becomes inflamed and, you know, you just, you're not feeling well or something like that, just, you know, check if you're on the allergy chart for chiggers. My bonus daughter in Frederick is allergic to chiggers. She got them at a 3D shoot, bow shoot during the fall. Got them on her waistband. What a terrible place to get them, but they can be extremely irritating. So watch out for the bugs, especially in the hot weather. Right, Robin?
Uh-huh.
Still want to go hunting with me?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
No desire.
No?
My daughter says I hid it from you when we first started dating, but I never hid the fact that I don't do bugs.
No, you never hid that fact. So, anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922. If you'd like to get in the contest, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. We would be more than glad to take your call, get you in the muzzleloader contest, get you in the fish and tackle contest, and we would hope you would be able to participate. So the kickoff of hunting season, the kickoff of Labor Day, we're probably going to, on our Labor Day weekend where you're supposed to take a break from your labors, we're probably going to be working most of the time, aren't we? Yeah, boy, what are you going to do? Hey, Spurry's Tire Service, you know what? They're located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 15. Stopped there yesterday, as a matter of fact, saw Brent and said hi. Had a little work done the beginning of the week. That turned out well. Had a little check engine light that got analyzed and fixed and that type of thing. So we were all happy with that. I walked in the shop to talk to Brent, and I looked down, and there was a stack of tires, several stacks of tires that were for nothing but garden tractors. I thought that was pretty amazing that there was such a stockpile. But, you know, I guess there's some popular tires and popular. I guess they could get you tires for your ATV, too. I never even thought about that. Motorcycles, I don't even bring that up. But you can stop by and see Spurry's Tire for Spurry's Tire Service for Bridgestone, Firestone, American-made tires. They'll have Michelin, Yokohama, all the others. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck. There were a couple dump trucks in there the other day, a couple triaxles. I've seen tractor trailers. I've seen combines. So if you have a garden tractor, you have a farm tractor, you have farm machinery, you have garden equipment, got it all. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on like they did for me. They've got 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment necessary for tires, no appointment needed. Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, number 410-822-7384. Website, spurrystire.com, 410-822-7384. No appointment needed for tires for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras?
How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Back 410 WCBM 680. I'm surprised we have no more callers that want to enter the muzzleloader contest. We're giving away a free CVA muzzleloader the end of this month. Now I understand that people might be out there jumping in the goose blind or the the layout blind or the A frame or the corn stalks or something like that, but it's pretty early. Maybe they're headed out to the squirrel woods. I'm not sure. But we'll find out. We'll see who's squirrel hunting. We'll see who's goose hunting. We'll see who's dove hunting later this week. And maybe we'll talk to some folks. But that number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And I suspect once the 6 o'clock hour hits, you know, last night you could actually sleep with the windows open, turn the air conditioner off. You know that? It was in the mid-50s. And people will probably got their first relaxing night's sleep in a long, long time. So, oh, my goodness. Now what? Oh, my goodness. All right. I see what you and your buddy are talking about there. I'm in on that chain, so.
I know. That's you the reason know. I said it.
What's first name? Chuck from Glen Burnie. Let's talk to Chuck. Good morning.
Morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I got a real quick to start things off. It's not a dad joke. It's more like a granddad joke for Robin and the grandkids, if you're interested.
Oh, I'm very interested.
Okay. How do you get a baby astronaut to sleep?
How do you get a baby astronaut to sleep?
How do you get a baby astronaut to sleep?
I don't know. How do
you rock it.
You rock it. Gosh,
isn't
I like that.
That is a granddad joke.
I like that.
Yeah, not as bad as some of mine.
And grandmom around here, but my wife is Korean, so here's another little piece of interesting information. That we're not grandpop, we're not nana. It's in Korean, grandfather is harabaji, and grandmom is harmony.
I love it.
Yeah, so that's what we are here, really. Yeah,
I really like that.
Yep.
Yeah, we have...
Alan, I didn't dove hunt yesterday, but the son did. He went down to Millington.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was down there pretty much all day, and he shot 8.
Yeah. Okay. Half
but
a limit,
I wanted
that's
to cool. ask you, have you ever been on a hot dove field?
Yes.
And what was it like? Well, you tell me about what happened in your hot dove field, and I'll tell you about mine.
And now, are you talking about hot temperature or a lot of doves?
No, hot doves.
Hot doves. Several times. Once in Howard County, once in Dorchester County. And what seems to happen on those, in this type of a hunt or those types of hunts, if you have guys on both ends or both sides or surrounding the field or, safely, of course, the doves will ping pong back and forth. Okay.
Yep.
So what happens is that guys on the west side will shoot. The doves will fly to the south side. The guys on the south side will shoot. They'll fly north. The guys on the north side will shoot, and they'll fly west. And everybody gets a lot of fun and a lot of crack at those birds. Now, the key to a hot dove field is a couple things. Dust, number one, okay? Number two is some type of downed food source like sunflowers, okay? You know, it's a timing thing because they'll come in waves. You know, there'll be 30, 40 doves come in, and they'll head to the ground. They'll jump, and, you know, they'll start to fly. More doves will come in. What happens is just what I said. If you have enough shooters, if you don't have enough shooters, you got to be strategically placed where the doves are coming in and leaving the field. And I've been on hot dove fields before.
Well,
no question about it.
I've been on fields that were semi-hot, but only one time do I remember where it was just, for lack of a better word, chaos.
Yeah, that's the fun one.
It was in Harrah County.
Yep.
You're familiar with Lisbon.
Yep, very.
It was behind Liberty Baptist Church.
Okay.
It was early season, and the reason why I think the way it was is because we were probably the only cut cornfield in the entire county. Because
that'll do
every
it.
Dove for miles must have been in that field.
Yeah.
For four men to shoot that much in an hour's time and limit out was just unbelievable. I would turn and twist. The body is not made to turn and twist the way I was that day and shooting doves that were coming from all directions.
Yeah.
And people hollering, "Mark, Mark, Mark," you know, to let you know that here they come. And they were coming in rafts of a dozen, 15 birds. And it was just all out. What a blast.
Oh, yeah, no question. When it's like that, there's nothing like it.
No.
Nothing like it.
Right.
So.
And then I just wanted to also mention I'm still after that all-elusive blue catfish. Yesterday I went down and fished Fort Smallwood.
Yeah.
I got three catfish. I got one that was over 5 pounds, but all three of them were channel. I have yet to catch a blue catfish, so
You need to come over here and go out of Sharpsburg, and you'll be fine.
I was going to ask if you could recommend a place where shore fishermen.
Yep. Find any of the piers you can fish off of, any of the boat ramps where you can drop a line. Shoot Southern Maryland down there. What is that? 231. Brandywine down that way, I can never say the name of the river, the creek up there. And, what's a creek we fish in, Robin, up by Jason's?
Ganey's Wharf. I can't get the name of the,
No, not Ganey's Wharf.
No, but I can't get the name of the creek.
Yeah, I can never remember the name of the creek, but out of Sharpsburg, not Sharpsburg,
No.
Give me a minute. My mind is just my mind is somewhere else right now. I'll hit you here during the show sometime. How's that?
Okay. All right. Just real quick. I know you didn't like my first joke, but Alan, I've got one for you, and then I'll get off the phone.
Real quick.
Real quick. Why do scuba divers fall off the back of the boat when they enter the water when they go in for a dive?
I know this one, and I can't think of it.
Go for it.
No, I can't think of it.
No, he can go for it.
Okay. What is it?
Because if they fell forward, they'd still be in
the boat.
Right, okay.
I knew that
one. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, have a good one.
I knew that one.
All
I
right. We need to take our last break. I need to talk to our friends about Backyard Billies.
Can I say one thing real quick? Real quick.
Sure.
Just thank you to Chuck for my note, the other Chuck for my note.
Oh, Chuck, yes, thank you.
I've been hit twice by Chucks. That's pretty cool. I've been double chucked.
Double chucked. Okay. Good for you, I think.
I like it. Sorry.
Labor Day weekend is here. Why not check out the sale at Backyard Billy's? Yes, indeed. All pairs of Adirondack chairs. Buy one, get one, the second one 50% off, and you can save even more if you pay by check or cash, another 5%. In-stock dining sets, 10% off, plus 5% off pay by check. All other in-stock poly furniture, 10% off. Yes, indeed, 10% off sheds and 5% with check or cash. Swing sets, playhouses, country lane stocks, structures like gazebos and things like that. So you can save money if you go to Backyard Billy's this weekend for that sale. Mention the Outdoors and Radio Show, and they'll be glad to accommodate you. That was the August sale, but we'll extend it one more weekend, and Backyard Billy's can blame me. You know, they have a lot of stuff. Trust me. They've got sheds. They've got chicken coops, dog pens, dog kennels. You name it, they've got it at Backyard Billy's. We mentioned the furniture. We mentioned the stoves, the grills, the just so much stuff for your backyard. Here we're at the end of summer, unofficially Labor Day. You know, go take a day out of the weekend and stop by Backyard Billy's. They're located right on, I think it's Drummond Avenue there, right off the Route 50. You can see their big display on 50 when you go by it, Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, coming from the bridge. That's how you get there. Locals know how to get there up Route 18 through Graysonville, make a right on Evans Avenue, left on Drummond, and you're right there. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500, 827-4500 for Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Graysonville. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullocks and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
When you all get out this weekend and you're having your parties and your picnics and enjoying your family, remember what Labor Day is all about. It's been around since 1882, and it was because the American workers worked so hard to get this country going, and they showed pride in their work, and we need some of that back because we don't have it anymore. We'll see if we can do it. Have a great Labor Day, y'all.
Well said.